Junior Story Part 3. When No One is Watching. Bella was teaching Oscar to stay. After he sat down, she held her hand up and said, "Stay!" She walked backward, stopped, then called, "Come!" Oscar raced toward her. "Good boy!" She gave him his treat. "Now, let's see if you obey when I'm not looking." Bella told Oscar to sit and stay. After she walked backward, she turned around, so Oscar could only see her back. She counted to 5, then turned around. Oh, no! He was gone! "Oscar!" she called. He quickly came running out the barn door looking for a treat.
"No! You can't have a treat! You didn't obey! You have to obey when I'm looking at you and when I'm not looking at you."
Bella tried a few more times, but Oscar kept running off. She grew frustrated, so she took him inside. No treats for Oscar.
"How did Oscar do today?" asked Mom.
"Not very good. He will only stay when I'm watching him, not when I turn around."
Bella sat on the couch with her iPad to play Racing Penguin, Slide and Fly.
30 minutes, Mom reminded her.
Bella set the timer.
She was doing so well at the game that she didn't want to stop. Since Mom wasn't there, she added 10 more minutes to her time.
Mom walked by.
"I told you 30 minutes. You know the rule."
"But I was trying to get to the next level," she said.
"Bella," asked Mom, "why didn't you give Oscar his treat today?"
"Because he only obeyed when I was looking, not when I couldn't see him."
"That's right. You want him to obey because you love him and know that a disobedient dog gets into trouble. I love you, too. When you obey, even when I'm not watching, I can trust you and be more sure that you'll be safe. I'm sorry, Bella, but you cannot use your iPad for a week."